And this news update's being brought to you by the Flannery Auto Mall east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Also, Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. A Huron County Township's in the process of updating and or amending several ordinances. During the last Sherman Township Board of Trustees meeting, Planning Commission member Dan Vollmering provided information on the development of the master plan, the battery storage ordinance, a pond ordinance, and decommissioning guidelines for the wind ordinance regarding wind turbines. The board gave Vollmering permission to consult with township's legal counsel to the proposed ordinances and changes. The state's push for green energy development has municipalities scribbling to meet the state's new directive of green energy while still trying to recognize needs of residents. During the meeting, it was reported that Huron County Road Commission approved Tom Donlin as the interim manager because Eric Tamlin resigned and the township has a new website. It can be viewed by going to TermanSherman.huronmi.gov. Many families in Michigan's Thumb are facing increased food insecurity, especially following the federal SNAP funding disruptions, but a range of local and statewide resources remain available to help residents in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. Residents can call 211 anytime for immediate connections to area food pantries and support. Programs like Double Up Food Bucks continue to offer expanded benefits, such as unlimited daily matches, and the inclusion of frozen fruits and vegetables to help SNAP recipients stretch their benefits. Local schools are providing free meals and some offer weekend food kits. While community initiatives like Thumb Blessing Boxes supply basic needs discreetly. Seniors and those on Medicaid may qualify for home-delivered meals and fresh produce coupons through additional programs. For a comprehensive list of current food resources and updates, you can see the list on thumbnet.net. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced Michigan will be the home to a new OpenAI Stargate facility developed with Oracle and Related Digital, a multi-billion dollar project that marks the state's largest one-time investment. The state data center, located in Saline Township, is expected to generate over 2,500 union construction jobs, more than 450 permanent on-site tech positions, and create an additional 1,500 jobs locally. The site will feature advanced technology, including a closed-loop water system and an efficient energy use, all designed to minimize environmental impact and preserve farmland and natural areas. Related Digital also pledged $14 million for local fire departments, a community fund, and farmland preservation. Michigan was chosen for its skilled workforce, access local universities, and supported bipartisan legislation aimed at lowering costs for high-tech infrastructure development. Construction is set to begin in early 2026, positioning Michigan as a leader in AI, advanced manufacturing, and sustainable technology. And we'll return right after this.
When the horn blows and the crowd is cheering, there's nothing sweeter than a win. And nothing fresher than a stop at Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. Whether you're grabbing donuts before the big game, cookies for the team bus, or fresh bread and pies to celebrate after a victory, Murphy's has been fueling our community with homemade goodness for three generations. From game day mornings to championship nights, Murphy's Bakery is your local tradition for sweet treats and winning flavors. Open early, bake fresh daily, and always served with a smile. So the next time you're celebrating a big win, swing by Murphy's Bakery and taste what everyone's talking about. Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron and Bad Axe.
Murphy's!
And in some other news, the federal government has entered its 36th day of a shutdown, with Congress failing to reach an agreement to reopen agencies. Millions of federal employees remain furloughed or working without pay, prompting long lines at food banks nationwide. Both parties in Congress continue to blame each other for the impasse. Impacted families are struggling to access critical social assistance, including November SNAP benefits. If the government shutdown continues past today, it will become the longest in history, and voters are expressing frustration at both major parties for the ongoing crisis. And seven climbers, including several foreign nationals, died at the Yalungri Peak in northeastern Nepal after a deadly avalanche. Rescue teams worked in treacherous conditions to recover survivors and victims. The incident highlights ongoing challenges in the Himalayan mountaineering. Local authorities are reviewing safety protocols in the avalanche-prone areas, and families of the victims are being offered support, compensation, and investigators are piecing together the sequence of events leading to the disaster. And we have one obituary for today. Michael Pelega Jr., 80 years old, of Kendy, Michigan, passed away on November 1st. Born on May 6, 1945, he went on to marry the love of his life, Bernadette Miller, on April 29, 1967. He leaves behind his wife, Bernadette, and his four daughters, Michelle, Rose, Sally, and Charlotte, his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. There will be a mass, a Christian burial, on Wednesday, November 5th at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Dwight Township at 11 a.m. Visitation will be on Tuesday, November 4th from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the McAlpin Gage Chapel in Kendy, with a rosary service at 7 p.m. Visitation will also be on Wednesday at the church from 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials in Mike's name may be offered to the family in care of Bernadette. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe is paying top dollar for your trade-in. We need your pre-owned vehicle. Hurry to Flannery Auto Mall for top dollar on your trade-in. If you need service, we have you covered. GM factory-trained technicians assure quality service and genuine GM parts at competitive pricing. When you have GM service work performed at Flannery Auto Mall, your vehicle becomes part of the electronic record system with General Motors, so you can view your entire service history with the touch of a button. Ask about free pickup and delivery or shuttle service within the vicinity of Bad Axe.
This is service manager Mike Herman. Flannery Auto Mall is now your go-to place for new tires, with low pricing and the best installation. With the latest Road Force technology tire balancer for a smoother ride, come see us at Flannery Auto Mall, located just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe.
And this is body shop manager John Katanko. From a small dent to major collision work, we guarantee the best professional body repair in the thumb at Flannery Auto Mall.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. And from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.